Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Talk Show. It's just Connor this week. Plus, I brought on a special guest, my cousin Logan.
Hello.
Remy is out at New York Fashion Week, killing it. She's been with everybody, honestly. I saw her on like 15 people's stories. She was with Addison Rae.
All over the place.
She was with Morning Toast, Girl With No Job.
My favorite.
Yeah, you name it. So it's just us this week. I've got the, what do you call it, the reins?
You're running the show.
Yeah. So bear with us here. It's going to, I think it'll be really fun, to be honest.
Yeah.
And Remy, apologies in advance. We're going to go all over the place this time because you can't reel me back in. But we're wishing her the best strutting. I don't know what you, I mean, she tried to explain New York Fashion Week to me last week and I just.
No clue.
I don't get it.
Fashion shows.
Yeah. So you have to ask me how my weekend was.
Oh, how was your weekend?
It was, I don't even,
horrible.
I don't know. I don't know. My weekend was so,
super fun.
My weekend was so super fun that I am, I'm
it.
Not drinking this weekend. You,
and it's his birthday.
So what you're going to want to do is lean in towards the mic. Okay. When you
so
talk.
It's his birthday tomorrow and he's apparently not drinking because he had such a good weekend last weekend.
Yeah. And also since I'm just like in the mindset to not drink.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what it's doing to me, but I just feel like God, like I'm better than everybody.
Yeah, but I feel like tomorrow you're definitely going to break that.
We'll see. I don't know.
Full disclosure, I'm drinking, and I thought that when I came out here, he was going to have a beer, and he has a Poppy.
A Poppy, because it is, this is brought to you by Poppy. It's gut. It's for your gut. It's a prebiotic. It has prebiotic for your gut.
So not an ad.
I want it to be an ad. I love Poppy. I didn't like Poppy, full disclosure.
I know. That's why you left them all here.
I know. Yeah. I left them here, but then I mixed them with vodka.
And it's incredible.
Yeah, but I'm just like, obviously that defeats the purpose because what am I doing to my gut when I add vodka to like a prebiotic?
Well, maybe.
Shitting my brains out. I'll answer that.
Counteracting each other.
Whatever. It can't be worse than like just adding Sprite.
No, there's like a plus side to it, I think. If you're going to do it, you might as well add a little bit of health to it.
Yeah, I used to in college do coconut water. With vodka for like a vodka water with lime. And then for a while I was doing, oh, this is bad. I was a sophomore. So I was like 19 when I went to jail. And this will explain it.
And everyone should look up his, what's it called?
Mugshot. It's in my Bumble profile actually, but.
You look seven.
I know. And I haven't grown an inch.
Yeah.
My hair got
hair
bigger,
got
but.
He got a little fatter, but.
Hey, okay.
Generally-
Let's stay on track. I'm just kidding. So, you know, this being Talk Show, did you see the D'Amelio show?
I did. We did together.
Cool.
So I didn't think that I would like it. And I caught myself tearing up, choking up, laughing at like the thing that surprised me most was that I was bawling when Dixie started singing.
Huh.
When she was like super scared, like she didn't want to finish her note. Like, and then she finally finished it. I was like, oh my gosh, go, girl.
I didn't have the same thing. I do want to say it was exactly what I expected, but I do like those girls. Like,
I didn't think it was going to be so much about it being a show. I thought it was like going to be like a more like a reality show, like Keeping Up with the Kardashians, but it was like about it being a show.
It was a drama.
Yeah. I guess, but like they're so young, and it's kind of sad.
It's so sad. That's not worth it. I like had the most appropriate 16 to 20.
I don't know if I would say you had an appropriate.
I had like a standard.
Yeah.
Standard 16 to whatever, but I watched it. Obviously, I didn't have the like enlightening experience like everybody else had, but I like feel like I didn't have it because I feel like I know them from the internet, so it wasn't like shocking to me. And it was also like really jarring to see Dixie sobbing. Like that's someone who actually has.
But that's the thing about the internet is like you literally never know what happens behind closed doors.
No, but she shouldn't be on the internet, to be honest. Like that doesn't seem like a healthy.
No, I don't. I think that everyone has a breakdown and everyone needs a break.
I agree. I need a break.
You need a break bad.
Yeah. I can't imagine if I had an ounce of the followers they had, like a milliliter of the followers they had. I would jump into the ocean. I would swim as far as I could.
Yeah, you would.
And I don't know where I would go. I don't know where you're going. And I don't know why. Listen to your heart when he's calling for you. Listen to your heart. There's nothing else you can do. I don't know where you're going. And I don't know why. Anyways, all in all, like, the reaction to D'Amelio's show was good. Like, everyone liked it. It was cool.
I think you could definitely pick, like, you could pick it apart and be like, oh, it sucks. Or you could, like, take it for what it is and be like, okay, it's kind of interesting.
Moving right along here, it is New York Fashion Week. I somehow did not catch an invite.
Yeah, that's bizarre.
It's crazy, yeah. Based on
your wardrobe and just, like, the influence you have.
The work that I do and the influence that I have on the fashion world. Apparently, like, I don't have New York Fashion Week on my FYP, do you?
I do not. I don't even know who's there.
Everyone's, yeah, no, I don't.
Oh,
I mean,
no,
I know who's there.
Someone a little bit controversial is we wore what? I don't know if we're
she's right. Everywhere. Yeah, I mean,
she is everywhere, but I do. She does come up on my feed. I don't know if I'm allowed to talk about how controversial she is, but
she steals people's stuff.
She steals people's stuff, and she does do a lot of Photoshop, but I do think she's very beautiful also.
Well,
and
she's
her clothes are really cute too.
Because she steals them from small creators.
That's true.
I don't know. I'm trying to think of other people that were at Fashion Week though. Like every one of the New York influencers, like from TikTok that I'm friends with, is there.
You tell me to look it up. I would have looked it up and I would have known.
Well, I don't, because like I'm not on New York Fashion Week TikTok, so I don't. This is just like not up my alley. But
oh, you know the videos that I love that like have fashion in them are the ones in Asia where they do like the like
that when they're walking the it's like boom ba boom boom.
I don't know if that was correct what I just said, if it was Asia, but
China. Yeah, it was like Chinese Fashion Week or yeah, something.
Those,
China Fashion
I
Week
love,
Hong Kong Fashion Week.
I love those videos.
Yeah, they're cool.
They're so fucking good and they're so tall and just chiseled and beautiful.
For some reason like we'll never be on that. Like I'm looking at the people that are at Fashion Week right now and I'm like, it looks like you rolled around. Just like you rolled down a hill and there was like people's towels from the beach like laying everywhere. And then you like stood up and whatever stuck to you, you just left. And
it doesn't matter how hard you or I try. We will never be a New York Fashion Weeker.
Maybe that's for the best.
It is for the best.
I'm cool with it.
Yeah. And jump on the stage.
That being said, I really feel like I would thrive in a place like New York Fashion Week. I also, like I've said before, I think I would get kicked out really quickly.
Yeah, I think you
would. They all have open bars.
Yeah.
But I'm not drinking this weekend.
We would jump on the stage.
Oh, yeah. I'd be on the stage with the models and they'd be like.
We would sneak in the back and pretend we were models and start to walk.
Right, right. No, and I would, and I would love to. Remy's obviously at Fashion Week.
Yes.
I saw her video with Addison Rae, which I thought was really funny. I was like, wait, what? That is crazy crossover.
Didn't she have a party? Did Addison have a party out there?
Yeah, for her item beauty.
Oh, and yeah. She looked great. Honestly.
Yeah, she always looks great. But Remy, thanks for the invite.
Yeah, why didn't you invite him?
Because she knows that I'm a liability.
That's true.
Oh, and then just in more news, TikTok overtook YouTube for average watch time in the US and UK.
Shut up.
And I think
that makes sense. I mean, just like on a personal level, that like makes sense because I get home from work at 5:30. I go to bed at 8:30, and from 5:30 to 8:30, my eyes do not go off TikTok. It's actually kind of gross.
Have you ever opened YouTube?
Never in my life.
Me.
If I watch like Tyler the Creator videos, then I.
Yeah, I've never watched YouTube unless I need to like troubleshoot something in my car.
Actually, no, he's lying because his like guilty pleasure is watching music videos. So.
Oh, if I'm at like a pregame, I will throw on a playlist of like music videos.
Oh, he would play that. We lived at this beach house like a while ago and he would wake up at like 7 a.m. and just sit on the couch and watch music videos.
Yes. Music videos are a form of art.
They are. You go on YouTube a lot to watch them.
I wouldn't say I go on YouTube a lot anymore, but I think at a pregame to have a little bit of a visual for all of the people that don't know anyone at a pregame to give them some.
And if we're at a bar with a TV.
Oh, He
doesn't even.
You can't. You couldn't. You can't peel my eyes away from a bar that has a TV. They're either playing music videos or they're playing that.
He's right under it. Oh,
Chive
yes,
TV.
Yes, where people get hurt.
Like what? Top 10 videos of a cat, like trying to jump off of something. I'm like, okay, I'll watch. Can you make it top 100? I'll watch all 100, and I won't leave this bar. It's a great way to get people to stay at a bar and like spend more money because they need to watch the top 10.
Always the only one still there though after like 30 minutes.
I can't peel my eyes away. Hang tight. We'll be back in a second after this quick break. We're just going to jump right in because there's going to be a very, very much loose structure to this podcast. We're just going to jump in and we're going to mix it up and we're going to go right to listener questions.
Am I answering
you
these?
You can jump in at any point. I think that they're mostly, since nobody knows who you are. She, by the way, has a TikTok page that just got hacked.
I literally like obviously made a TikTok for no reason. I was just filming Connor and I posted like two videos and then overnight, because all these girls like love him, they followed it and it blew up. And I got a like, I don't know, like it got, they all
spit
got,
it out.
So many views. And then I woke up like a month ago and I was, and it was like asking me for my password for TikTok. And then basically, long story short, I got hacked and they deleted all of my videos. And so now I have to restart. But
the videos are all of me, by the way,
like doing stupid and dumb shit.
Now I need those views on my page. Yeah. So the first question of the evening, because it's Friday evening, explain fibula, where'd it come from? And what about the frog? So fibula, do you know the story of fibula? Or are you going to hear it for the first time?
No, I've heard it a million times. You tell it.
Okay, so we used to go, I can't remember if I've explained this before. I'll go really quick. We used to go to this festival in Austin, Texas, called Austin City Limits. And my friends all used to run up to me when I was like 18, 19. And they'd be like, oh, can we get a picture? Can we get a picture? And I was nothing. I had like $100 on Instagram. And I'd be like, oh, yeah. But I looked... So, and people would be like, who is that? And they'd be like, oh, he was on Wizards of Waverly Place.
Oh.
And they did it so that we could go through the crowd faster to get closer to the stage. Mm-hmm. And, but then I was like, I should just get some followers out of this because people will think I'm famous. And they're not going to look at the Wizards of Waverly Place like IMDb, like the cast.
I'm going to go off screen really quick to get this out of my tooth.
Okay. And then can you also grab me? Yeah. Oh, no, I'll take this. No, I don't want to drink. No. So then that night I drank a lot and then I woke up and the name was Fibula, but I just wanted something really easy that I could like yell out at a festival and people could like spell it. So I used to like yell, I'd be like, oh, it's like fibula, like the leg bone. And then that was that. And the frog and so when I made my TikTok, I obviously didn't think it was going to blow up. And so I just added the frog emoji in my name. No, it's Connor Wood Frog.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, so I actually have some insight to this. When he was a child, honestly, even when he was like a teenager and going through high school, he had a toad.
No, it was not a toad.
It was a toad. It was a huge toad.
You don't know what a toad is. No,
it was a huge fat frog.
Tree frog.
Okay. A toad.
No, there's a difference.
What's the difference?
I don't know, but this is what I have.
But yours was like brown, no?
No, I had a brown and a green one.
I remember. And so he had this big like aquarium type thing for it. And he was obsessed. And he had it till it was like, how long did they live? It was so old.
It was 8. And I got it when I was like super young. I got both of them. And I had this little bike.
He loves frogs.
Yeah. Well, I collected frogs too.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So we have the answer. So frogs have long legs, longer than their head and body, which are for hopping. Toads, on the other hand, have much shorter legs and prefer to crawl around rather than hop. You know what?
So you're a frog and I'm a toad.
Yeah. I would say that I have seen a toad hop on several occasions, being from Texas, because used to catch them.
He grew up with a bunch of like lakes and ponds around, and he would like sneak out at night to go catch frogs.
You are like painting this bizarre version of me.
In a really, really nice neighborhood.
Okay, so I used to collect frogs too, so I still have a trash bag in my attic at my mom's house that she calls me like once a month to be like, can I please get rid of this bag of frogs? And it's not live frogs. They're like stuffed. Oh. Or like
Beanie Babies
and like bigger stuffed ones and like pillows that are shaped like frogs or like whatever.
And then when I made the account,
you should give them to your kids when you're old.
Yeah, for sure. My mom isn't gonna get rid of them for a fact.
You should name your kid Frog. No, your mom won't. Oh yeah, she is. She gets rid of everything.
She gets rid of everything. She got rid of my yearbooks
and your entire room the moment you moved out.
I moved out of my room, and I came back 2 weeks later to pick something up because I only went to school like 3 hours away, and my room had been repainted.
His entire life's work that he did. He had a wall of like everything he loved, like stickers, tickets, pictures. It was gone.
It was like a smorgasbord of like every memory from high school and younger, and like going to the carnival and winning like that like little prize that was a memory, you know, with those friends. And
Connor's a hoarder, if anyone.
I'm a little bit of a hoarder, yeah, but like I'm sentimental. I think
he can't throw away a piece of trash. If I let this in his car, he would be like, oh, it was the first time Logan came on my podcast, and he would
see. But like, I know, but like yeah. That's sentimental, kind of. Whatever. Anyways, next question was like, did I move and can you give us an apartment tour? I absolutely cannot give you an apartment tour right now because I'm not in my apartment. I'm down in Huntington Beach for my birthday. We're going to, people are going to come down and go to the beach tomorrow, and it's going to be a blast, but I'll give you an audio.
When it's ready.
Well, yeah, I'll do a video, but I'll give you an audio walkthrough. You walk in and then that's the whole thing.
Untrue. You walk in and that's the living room and the kitchen. You walk through the hall, to the right's his room, to the left's his bathroom.
But I'll also say that the reason I signed on this specific place is because the grounds on which it sits are very Love Island-esque. So it's all turf outside and like the shared living space. And I share it with like two other, like, they call them units, but the sound of a unit makes me feel like I'm in a storage facility.
Yeah. They're like little,
it's homes. Like little bungalows. Yeah. And so I have a little bungalow and all of the grounds that this place is on, it's probably on like a half acre. It's like probably. I don't know what an acre is. Yeah, I don't know the metric system. But it's like all turf, and then there's like little seating areas and fire pits. And like people
don't think you'll ever use the grill?
No. God, really? No. Maybe.
To like make chicken?
Well, I also want to say the one piece of the puzzle that I left out.
It doesn't work.
No. So on these grounds, they're gorgeous. No, it's like sectional seating and like Adirondack chairs and like picnic. I'm describing it to them. Gee, do you not know that we're on a podcast right now? I know I've been there. I know you've been there. I was there when you were there. The one hiccup with this place that I signed for is that the guy bought this property.
What?
Are you talking about the back house guy?
Yeah.
No, because what if he hears it?
He's... Logan's worried about what I'm about to say, that this person is going to be listening to our podcast. I don't think this person has access to like,
you literally have no fucking clue though.
I don't know. Anyways, so there's like a pack house on my property and I think he's pretty cool. It's like the guy from Up, like that same vibe where like everything got developed around him and he refused to sell. So he lives in this like very much tiki hut vibe place. And it's like crazy. The like, stark contrast between like the bungalows and then his house is right there, but he's super nice. He puts bird seed on the ground every day, so there's birds all over the place. I don't drink mezcal. No. So that's the apartment. I'm gonna make a video about it, I'm sure, on TikTok or like at least Instagram stories coming up. Anyways, we're gonna roll right through these questions. Logan walked away again to get another drink, so that's making it really hard on me to be a sober king. But the next question is the last text I sent. Let's look it up. Let me see. None of these are even fun. But basically, my friend texted and said, we're cooking danks and then going out for a light session at the bars. And cooking danks.
And he said, love that.
Yeah, because they're trying.
That was the last text.
I know. I said, love that. Because everyone of my friends right now is trying to.
You don't have to have more than one.
I know, but I feel like.
A little bit of self-control.
No, I will have self-control by saying no. D-A-R-E, dare to say no to drugs and alcohol. I signed that.
Maybe one day I will, but today's not the day. Since it's Friday,
well, this is about
it's
me.
Your birthday weekend.
I know, so it's about me. I'm making this decision.
Oh, honestly, about me.
Well, then enjoy your drink and shut it. The biggest misconception...
The biggest misconception.
The biggest misconception that people have about me.
Oh, that's a question?
Yeah.
What would you say it is?
I don't want to answer that.
Then change your answer for whatever you're going to say. You don't have to say, I don't want to answer that. This is an audio podcast. People can hear you. I have one. I think people think that every video I make, because people have commented this, and they're like, party king, like alcohol drinking king. Oh. I am drinking on the weekends.
none of his videos are when he's drinking.
I cannot make a video when I'm drinking to save my life. I wish I could.
He doesn't look at his phone. If he's drinking and I call him 17,000 times, he will not answer. It's not until I say, I'm going to murder you.
What? Is that my biggest misconception?
I think that is one of the main ones, that like you're drinking nonstop. He does drink. Okay, I'm going to say we drink on the weekends, you know, like, and then like maybe like on a Tuesday, we'll go get sushi and have some wine. But like, we're not like blacking out or anything. We're pretty normal. He's pretty normal.
Well, I still operate, even though I'm not working my normal job that I had last year. I still operate as I work a 9 to 5 Monday through Friday.
So I go to work from 8 to 5 and I obviously have to have an alarm. And then when I'm leaving at 7:30, I hear his alarm going off. And I'm like, I would never, if I didn't have to like be up for something, I would sleep until I just woke up naturally.
A lot of my friends sleep until 10 that do like internet stuff.
10 is a little gross.
It's egregious.
Sorry if like you sleep until 10, but that's kind of gross. Like, just wake up.
No. I also think that like
the morning air is insane.
There's a reason. For some godforsaken reason, no air hits like 7:15 a.m. air.
You're stealing someone's tweet.
I agreed with it, and I can say it.
You like that.
I'm crediting that tweet. Yeah, but I liked it, so it's mine.
Should we
tell
who
it
is?
No, it doesn't matter.
Okay. There's a reason that air hits so good. It's because you have to work for it.
No, 100%. And it does hit different. Like
I'm waking up when the sun's up and like you walk outside and it's like, ugh.
This is fresh. This is a whole.
No, I'm talking about like at 10 a.m. Like if you wake up.
I'm disgusted with myself.
You wake up and you walk outside and you're sweating.
Yeah.
I'm just, no point. No. Stay inside. Go back to bed.
You get it. It's a different satisfaction. Like when you wake up early in the morning, like it kind of like makes up for it. The air does.
Yeah. So anyways, I have anxiety and that's why I wake up. I wish I could attribute it to being like, oh, I'm going to go on a run. And like, I do go on a run in the morning, but like, I like just can't be asleep when I know like everybody else is going to a 9 to 5. I'm like, I owe it to something, some higher power. My old bosses that fired me, like absolutely infiltrated my subconscious to be like, you need to be up and at them 24/7.
Maybe you shouldn't give them that power though, because I genuinely don't think that you need to be up that early because you stay up.
I'm going to give you the power to talk a little bit louder into the mic.
Okay. I don't. How do you know?
Because I can see the level at which. See how it's not moving?
Yeah. Oh, so they couldn't hear you or something?
I mean, it's just quieter.
And then someone else asked, how is living alone?
He hates it. He comes back to. So I live with my mom by choice. Not because I can't afford it. I promise I could afford to move out. I love my parents. He has lived here with us for the last year. And the first 4 nights he's been in his apartment, he has driven back to Huntington Beach to sleep in his room here.
No, I've been up in my apartment for 6 days and I've come down twice.
Oh,
it's just like crazy.
So I've slept there twice. I've slept there twice.
A liar. Yeah.
Well, I didn't have a bed.
Okay, but it was also the weekend, so we were staying up there. So I wasn't even sleeping here.
Yeah, we had a... Anyways, all right. Doesn't matter. Hang tight. We'll be back in a second after this quick break. Fast Fib Facts. This segment is brought to you by...
Worst habit, picking his nails, eating his nails. Disgusting. Yeah. Well, and he has a cough. It's like he just coughs every 30 seconds since he was born.
Yeah, I would say my worst habit.
And he gets rashes a lot, like on his back and stuff. And your legs.
Can we cut that, Margot?
No.
Worst habit, biting my nails, I think. And then overthinking... when everything's probably going to be okay.
Also, he lets my dog like do whatever the dog wants, and the dog will literally, I'm like scared that it's not going to be alive when it comes back.
You're not very like...
But it has to learn about its surroundings. You let it do whatever it wants.
So you don't just like let a baby go into traffic. Like you have to teach it.
I don't let a dog go into traffic either. Biggest turn on, biggest turn off. Biggest turn on, rich.
Money.
Money.
Yeah. We biggest love rich people.
I can't say
it. Poor.
Biggest turn off.
Okay, do biggest turn on, seriously.
Biggest turn on.
Oh, he loves when girls are tan. That's what they're talking about. He loves like tan, like beach.
Healthy.
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 He sees a hot girl where I would be like, oh my gosh, she's gorgeous. And he will be like, Logan, that girl's healthy.
Yeah. Like healthy. Like you can tell that they eat like acai bowls.
Maybe they're just naturally like that though.
No,
there's a lot of sugar. A lot of sugar in acai bowls. So they.
Why are you picking apart my positives and making them negatives? Biggest turn off.
I'm trying to think. There's one.
Oh, just if a girl talks.
No. Oh, when a girl likes me back.
Oh yeah, that is gross.
Yeah, though. That's a nick. Yeah.
Well, because what a mental illness that is.
I know it's me.
Yeah. No, what a mental illness they must have to like you.
Oh right. Yeah. I'm like, what is wrong with you? Yeah. That what like.
Yeah.
And then I'm like, okay, I have to move on because this is just not healthy.
Yeah.
And so my lifelong dream, I'm gonna be serious when I say this. My lifelong dream, two things really quick.
I'll tell you if he's lying.
No, one is to make enough money to where I can get all my friends out of their jobs and have a house that they all live in with me. Yeah. And then like I could pay for their lives, like not a crazy lifestyle, but we could all just like not have to worry about, we could just all hang out.
Yeah.
But also like start a business, but all work together and like live in a compound.
Yeah.
And the other one is to be, a late night talk show host, like what Jimmy Fallon. Yeah,
those are your lifelong dreams.
Yeah, yeah.
Hanging, we love hanging out.
I like going to lunch with my friends.
Yes.
So if I could go to lunch with my friends every day, like high school, mm-hmm. where like we go and we have our assigned seats.
Yeah.
At like a good restaurant
with Juan and Dana. And,
yeah. Like my high school best friends, my college best friends, mm-hmm. And then like my pandemic, honestly, best friends. Like that's where I met everybody. And my TikTok best friends.
Yeah.
My influencer friends, I guess.
Lady Efron.
Yeah.
That's
the
my
whole
girl.
Crew. Oh, I almost threw up for some reason.
Instant red flag.
For me?
It's hard to tell someone that they have a red flag when we are just red flag.
Oh, I'm just a big, like giant,
yeah.
one of those like used car lot red flags, like gigantic flopping around in the wind. But I'm outwardly like, oh, sorry. Like,
at least we're aware.
I'm like, no, I'll go and do like a Friday night and be like, I'm going to be so annoying tonight.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And then the next morning we're like, we can never see.
I can never see those people again. And then guess what? They text.
Yeah, they do.
Not talking about anyone specifically. Yeah. Instant red flag. I can't answer that one because, well, actually, yes, I can. But I think it's just with the turnoff thing.
What?
The red flag thing?
Yeah, what is your red flag?
I'm trying to think of how to describe when, you know, remember that one waitress at?
Oh my gosh. Well, she was like a literal
drug
addict.
Well, yeah, but I,
like
that kind of person, red flag, and I can tell right away.
Okay, so his red flag is a drug addict.
No.
Dealer.
And addict. She got like.
Can you say addict?
I can't. Addict.
Okay, let's move on.
And that is not my red flag. And a lot of people are struggling with addiction. So,
okay, but it's still kind of a red flag if you're dating. If they're talking about like who you want to date, like that would be a red flag.
Right. Yeah. Okay. Let's move on. What is my unpopular opinion? What is yours?
I have to think. That's like,
okay. My unpopular opinion right off the bat. What food do I like?
Nobody else likes crap.
That is not even an unpopular opinion.
Okay, I can't think of an unpopular. Let's circle back to that. Best tip for growing on TikTok.
Be yourself. Post.
No,
all the
oh my
shit.
God, I cracked the freaking code,
post
by the way.
Post everything.
No, I cracked the code. I don't think post everything. What? I cracked the code 2 days ago. Okay, come on. Reel it in. I cracked the code like 2 days ago because I started to do really well on Twitter randomly.
Oh, he's saying take the tweets and post them on TikTok.
Well, so my Twitter used to be like, I'm going to tweet this little seed of an idea. And if it gets 10 likes, because I had like 100 followers, then I'm going to make a bigger script, like a video out of it. But then I started getting a lot of followers and I realized like, I tweet because I don't really care about my account. And so I'll tweet every one of my thoughts because I don't care if like, if one does bad, like I just don't care.
How do you spell dyslexic?
Can you know we're doing a podcast, right? Like it's all being recorded. So I think just like going into it and being authentic and being like not caring if one does bad. Like you have the opportunity to go viral on TikTok like every single day.
Well, I think also
I just popped my sternum.
I think not getting down on yourself when like a TikTok does bad, because I think that like TikTok is like so random, and like he could post like a hilarious TikTok and it get like no views and no likes, and then he posts one that's like kind of iffy and it'll get like a million views, and it's like the algorithm is so iffy. What works is consistency.
I also want to say, like, depending on what your goal is, like, is your goal to go like growing on TikTok means a lot
or
of different.
Or do you want to like zone in on like a certain
site? I would say finding a niche would be the biggest thing. I haven't found a niche though, but I feel like when you said that, like if one of mine doesn't do super, super duper well, like.
Well, you'll post really funny ones and they'll get nothing.
I know, but I will have some random stranger come up to me and be like, that video you posted that like to me, if it gets 20,000 views, like that's. I'm going to delete it. Yeah. But like someone will come up to me and be like, your horrible video.
Also,
they won't.
I don't think you should ever delete a TikTok just because.
Well, you get punished on the algorithm if you delete videos. But anyways, one person will come and be like, that one video. Like, it only matters about the one. It matters about who sees your video, not how many people. Yeah. That's what I'll say.
Yeah. I mean.
So if your goal is to go like grow, I can't answer that because to be honest, to me, it seems like the people that grow are just hot.
Nope. To me, and like I'm gonna say that I'm on TikTok more than him, it's the people who are posting consistently and they don't give a fuck if their video does bad.
Guess who can post consistently? Hot people, because they don't have to do anything.
That's not true, and I'm not gonna name any names.
Name a name.
No.
Whisper it to me. Oh. Uh-huh. Yeah.
There's a lot more.
Yeah. Okay. I see.
I swear. He doesn't see this stuff because he gets anxiety and just like doesn't go on.
Okay. Well, this is not like a shit on Connor podcast.
I'm just being honest.
TikTok award you would want to be nominated for. I've answered this, I think, a couple times. Most fibulized.
What does that even mean?
It doesn't.
What would you want to be nominated for?
I don't know. I can't remember. How do you get yourself out of a bad mood?
I have to talk him out of it literally all day long for 7 hours.
You need to change. Can we cut this, Margo? Logan needs to change her attitude really quick, because every answer so far has been like, you.
I'm just being honest.
Okay. Be positive. This is like a fun, positive podcast.
Okay.
How would you get yourself out of a bad mood? Honestly, I would have 3 beers.
Oh, no. We are never in a better moment than when we are 3 beers deep.
3 beer me.
3 beer me.
3 is the best version. But then, you know, we have 11 and then it's like, wow. And the next day you are in a bad mood again.
We look at each other and we're like, Connor, we're having the best night.
3 beers is the best version of myself. Yeah.
And then we have 4 more and we're like,
let's keep going all night. No. I'm like, let's go to the next bar.
Wake up.
No, I'll be like, okay, so now we've had 8 beers and it's like.
I go home and I'm like.
Okay, you're blatantly lying to the camera.
Okay, he finds me on like a flower bed or something.
Yeah, she's just fast asleep in the flower bed outside their first bar they went to have 3 beers.
We're like making out with the bouncer.
Yeah. She's like, I made a friend. I'm like, ooh, he's 89 years old.
Okay. Coming back to one of my tweets, I would make out with an 89-year-old if he dressed hot.
I think a lot of girls would agree with you.
If a guy dresses hot and they're like semi-ugly, it's like, yeah, okay.
Because it means that they have a brain.
No, it doesn't.
All right. Speaking from experience. let's see. What never fails to make you happy? What? Having 3 beers.
Having 3 beers or Milo.
No, he honestly kind of bugs me.
Oh, wait. You hate
him. What never fails to make me happy?
Having a beer.
The movie 50 First Dates.
You do love that movie.
Oh, I have my unpopular opinion. Fool's Gold is the best rom-com on the planet.
You know, I've never seen it.
God damn. That sucks. Okay, so tell us about the weighted blanket. So I just now unloaded it from my car. I couldn't find it. It was in my back seat.
I lost mine. Wait, do you have the white or gray one?
Gray. You left yours at the beach house.
Really? Yeah.
On the top bunk?
It was time for that thing to be retired. Never get a white weighted blanket.
Some random Hinge guy bought it for me. I gave him my number for 30 seconds and I said, I'm dying for a weighted blanket, and I sent him a link and he sent it to my house, and I never met up with him or anything.
It was 12 pounds.
Cool. It weighed way more than that because the amount of shit that was spilled onto it.
Because it was
the I'm pretty sure we threw it away.
It was the couch blanket. So everyone who came in with anxiety, we would sit there and be like, get under this.
Yeah, but it was also on the couch when people would come over and jump on the couch. Yeah. With your life being much more interesting than the average person, where do you see yourself in 5 years?
I see myself not working because he's giving me money.
I don't know where you see yourself.
I don't see myself in 5 years. I'm suddenly going blind. I don't know. I didn't think I was going to make it to this birthday, to be honest. I did not think I was going to be alive for this long. But my five-year plan, the pandemic, the way that things have happened in the pandemic, like I feel like I've lived 10 years in this thing. And so I don't know what could happen in 5 years because every day I get an
email. How old are you?
No. I'm not saying that. Every time I get an email, like, it just, like, I'm just like, oh my God. It'll be like,
oh my God.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
There will always be like this, like, you know, I get an email and it could be like, the Joe Biden wants you to come, like, give him a massage, like, tomorrow morning. And I could be like, okay, so I'm going to be Joe Biden's best friend. I'm just saying, you don't know the possibilities of what could happen tomorrow. So I don't know my 5 year plan.
You think Joe Biden's going to ask for you to give
change
him a massage?
Change the attitude. Okay. Just be like, that would be really cool if Joe Biden asked me.
Crazy if Joe Biden asked you to do
crazy
that.
Cool.
Crazy cool.
He flies me into D.C. and I'm
on his private plane.
Yeah, and I'm giving him a lymphatic.
Yeah.
A lymphatic drainage massage. I don't know. I don't know what I could get an email tomorrow morning that's like, the D'Amelio sisters want you to be like the court jester and you just come in randomly and do like a little dance or like do on a unicycle or juggle or something. And I'd be like, okay, that could change my life. The course of my life.
You could.
That's a little more realistic. So long story short, I have no idea. I'm going to ask you some questions, Logan. Okay, so what does the acronym GPS stand for?
Going places surely.
Geographic placement system.
You knew that?
No, I'm going to look it up. What?
Swiftly. Going places swiftly.
No. Global positioning system.
That's stupid.
I said geographic positioning system.
What cocktail contains rum?
These, by the way, I feel like we didn't. These are just random trivia questions that you needed to know by my age, which is the age that I'm turning tomorrow.
And also, no one prepped me for this little like podcast thing. So I'm hearing all of this for the first time. What cocktail contains rum, sugar, lime, club soda, and mint leaves?
Mojito.
Oh, you're right.
I was right.
What does the acronym tag?
What does the acronym tag, like the game, stand for?
Touch, ass grab.
Touch and go. Oh,
you like this?
No, how would I know that? I just know it. Touch and go.
How often is it recommended to change the oil?
You got to take the mic if you want to talk. Remember, it's a podcast.
What does the acronym...
Okay, you're done. What is the drawer at the bottom of your oven actually used for?
For the plates that go in there.
No, storage?
Yes.
It's a warming rack after you cook something.
Well, you're obviously poor.
Broil food or keep it warm. All right, let's do one more little segment game and then we'll wrap and set everybody free for their day.
Yeah, and thank you and sorry. That's what we, every time Connor and I go somewhere, we're like, thank you and sorry.
Thank you
and sorry. Even if we're with our best friends.
Okay, so this is Never Have I Ever. Do you know how to play this?
Yeah, put your fingers up.
No, we're just going to go through, there's a list. We're just going to go through them.
So obviously you have never played Never Have I Ever.
This is a different version of Never Have I Ever that's already in front of us. Okay. Never have I ever angrily thrown a drink in someone's face.
I have.
You have?
This is where I would.
Logan, well, guess what? It's a podcast, so people can't see your fingers.
Okay, so yes, I have.
Okay. I have not done that. That's a little psycho.
That's crazy mode.
Yeah, crazy mode to throw a drink in someone's face. I agree.
Okay, I pushed someone.
Swam less than 10 feet from a shark. I have.
No, I would never. I hate the ocean.
Worn an all-white tux. Yes.
No.
Join the Mile High Club. Have you?
Yes.
Have you? Oh my God.
Have you not?
When would I have done that? Were you
17 million flights that you go on?
Were you on a PJ?
No, I wasn't. No, I was with my very, very beautiful ex-boyfriend from like 10 years ago.
Tommy?
Yes.
Okay, we can stop there.
Yes, and you know what I did? I was like in high school.
No, you have to. Have I ever dined and ditched?
Never dined and ditched. Yes, I have. I left my car keys on the table after I ran. And then I told my mom I lost her keys.
I've never dined and ditched.
Taking
naked selfies.
Yes, every day.
I have as a joke, like I send them to all my friends.
Yeah.
Had anything pierced below the neck?
No.
I have
pain in my body.
I'm trying to think if I have.
No, just your ears.
Yeah, my ears. Dated someone for their money or clout only?
Mm-hmm. I've like considered it, but like actually dated, no.
Yeah, me either. Never have I ever dressed in a slutty Halloween costume.
No, I haven't.
I'm always stupid.
No, I haven't either. There's actually five more listener questions really quick. Want to come on Deep Dish Podcast? I would love to. Shoot me an email, Deep Dish Podcast, Heather. And then E.O. Gagliano says, will you come to a Bills Mafia tailgate? I would love to. That would be the insanity that I need in my life. And then let's see. Said
you have an OnlyFans.
Word on the street, you have an OnlyFans.
No, he doesn't.
I'm gonna get to that point, I bet.
There's
this year.
No way. Your mother would literally have a heart attack in her kitchen while she's making her key lime pie and she would die.
And Case Simmons said, how was your journey to Columbus, Ohio? I had so much freaking fun.
Oh, he loved
in
it.
Ohio. I didn't want to leave. But it was one of those like Sunday scaries. Like I need to get out of Columbus, Ohio. But I had so much fun. Holy cow. Anyways, I think we're going to wrap pretty soon.
Yeah, we should.
It's 8 o'clock and it's 11 o'clock on the East Coast. But guys, thank you so much for listening. As always, we'll have Remy back next week and we have a special guest again. We can't say.
Oh.
Logan, thank you for coming on.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Of course. It was a lot of fun. I anticipate if I drink this weekend, we'll have so many fun stories.
To tell.
Much to tell.
Much to tell.
Many beans to be spilled.
Oh my gosh. I saw this girl's
Many Instagram. Cans of worms Wait, to be opened.
Get this. I saw this girl's Instagram story and she put beans on her spaghetti. Like it was just spaghetti.
That would make it chili.
No, it was just plain spaghetti noodles with a little bit of beans and a little bit of shredded Parmesan cheese.
I actually know people in college that did that. You never know someone else's struggles.
Yeah, that's true.
And that is one thing that I think I will sign off with. Okay. So be kind to somebody today because you never know what they're going through.
Who said that was Ellen, and you know who got a lot of shit is Ellen because she's
out. Okay, and on that note, thank you guys so much for listening. Always let us know in the DMs, Talk Show Podcast.
And we're sorry.
Thank you, and we're sorry. Shoot us a DM, leave us a voicemail, hit me up, let me know. Stop chiming in because I'm signing off. And we will see you next week.
Logging off.
That was the smooch. That was the saying goodbye. Bye. Thank you, guys. Listen to Talk Show with Remy and Connor on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Talk Show with Remy and Connor is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia. Produced by Margot Carmichael. Executive produced by Remy Bader, Connor Wood, Dana Brunetti, and Keegan Rosenberger. Audio editing by Josh Windisch.
Woohoo!